It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Natchez, Kansas, where we're getting set for women's college basketball this evening as the Benedictine Lady Ravens are hosting the Lady Cougars of Columbia College. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, he is our producer engineer back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here this evening, and it is great to have you along, Benedictine, getting set to go into the Thanksgiving break. The Ravens, the men's team, down in Siloam Springs, Arkansas right now, will be keeping you up to speed with their game as it progresses. It is in the middle of the second half right now in Arkansas. And, of course, we'll be bringing you the live coverage of this ladies' game right here from the Nolan here this evening. That all said, Benedictine coming into the ball game tonight is the Lady Ravens have been playing quite well. So Benedictine got to be happy with the way things are going as they check in tonight. They are 6-1 on the season. Columbia College comes into the ball game this evening. They are also a very good team. They are 6-2. So, as you can see, we've got a couple of great teams meeting here tonight. We're going to come back. We're going to bring you the starting lineups, a little insight into the game, and then it'll be the tip-off for Lady Ravens basketball right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison. Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to the Nolan Gymnasium. The public address announcer is introducing the starters to the crowd on hand, and with that, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for Columbia College, again, they came into the ballgame at 6-2 today under head coach Taylor Pascal, and they're going to be starting 5'5" freshman guard Abby Bacchus. They'll start Mallory Shelley. She's a 6-foot freshman. It'll be Mackenzie Dubbers. Mackenzie at 5'9", a sophomore out of Cairo, Missouri. Out of Columbia, Missouri, it's going to be Amber Wright. She's a junior at 5'10". And rounding out the starting five is going to be Delaney Horstman. Horstman is also a youngster freshman out of McCain, Missouri, at 6 foot tall. So Columbia with great size out there. 6 foot, 6 foot, 5'10", 5'9", and 5 foot five. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 6-1 under head coach Chad Folsom, his assistant Andy Connolly. Lady Ravens are going to be starting the five with whom you have grown familiar in this young season, with 5'7 sophomore Allie Kramer out of Nemaha Central High School. Out of Jeff West, the 5'8" junior Aaliyah Raines. It's Natalie Samarin, the 6'2" senior from Maple Plain, Minnesota. From Gardner Edgerton, Kansas, at 5'10", senior Skylar Washington. And rounding it out, Allie Brzozowski from Hera, Oklahoma, a senior. She is 6'1". We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine in with Skylar Washington to jump off. And the ball is up, the tip of the way. Benedictine will control it down, and we are underway. Lady Ravens will quickly break down underneath. The kick to the right side. Brzozowski up and in for two. Lady Ravens are going to break out on top with their first possession of the ballgame and lead 2-0. Moments into the contest, Columbia for the basketball. It's going to be Dubert with it. She'll stop, pop three, up, no good. Rebound again, it's going to be Brzozowski. Here comes Kramer into the forecourt, taking it down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Benedict into the home, whites with red and black. Kramer spins, turns, shoots, it won't drop in. And Columbia coming down with a rebound, that's Amber Wright. Wright will clear the board down, bring the ball up herself. She'll come out on top at the high post to Mallory Shetley. Shetley is good. Here's a shot from the left side. Is out of travel. Yeah, a little bunny hop down there by Horstman. Mallory Shetley listed to the program as a freshman, but actually probably a sophomore having played last year. But with the COVID year, maybe they're still calling her a freshman. That said, she was also the conference player of the year for Columbia College last season, so she is that good. Driving in is going to be Rain. She'll put the shot up too hard off the backboard. Back up with it will come Columbia. 8:40 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the 2-0 lead. The ball out on top. No room in the middle. Back is going to come to Bacchus. Abby Bacchus, right of the ball club from the one. She is small at 5'5". Back out on top to Shetley. She'll go to the right side, have it stripped out of her hands off the block. Samarin with the steal. And Benedictine is back on offense. 8:15 to play in the first. Skip pass over to the left side. Brzozowski into the lane. Pivots, twists, turns, shoots, scores again. Allie Brzozowski has all 4 Benedictine points. Lady Ravens on top, 4-0. 8 minutes ago in the first. The lob down to the left block, and the shot is up and misses. And Samarin upstairs to rip the rebound away. BC will transition. The feed to the middle. 13-footer. Brzozowski can't get the roll. Rebound is out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. So Benedictine showing a lot of hustle, quickly getting into the middle. And right now, Allie Brzozowski is the hot hand for Benedictine. Allie will take the inbound, feed to Natalie. She'll rotate, shoot, falling away from 13. It was rather off balance, couldn't get it to fall. Back up court with against Lady Cougs. Over to the right side, they'll dump it over and deep into the corner to Dubbert. She'll drive the baseline. We're going to get Skylar Washington. Her shot is up. Blocked from behind by Samarin, and here comes Benedictine. Raven's dominating with their two bigs right now, spinning into the lane. The shot, Kramer for two off the left side. Benedictine has exploded to a 6-0 lead with 7-11 to go in the first. They'll walk it up the court. Bacchus with the basketball. Back off on top again to Shetley. She'll go right side. Shot is up, missing, and the rebound is going to be out of bounds. It will be Benedictine basketball. The Lady Ravens are going to be taking it the other way. First substitution of the contest is going to come in for Columbia College. They're going to bring in the 5'6" guard, Tristan Porter, out of California, Missouri. She's going to be in for Amber Wright. 6:57 to go. The Benedictine men, with 3 minutes to go in the game, have battled from over a 20-point deficit. They are within five. Pass over to the left side. It's going to be lost out of bounds, and Benedictine is going to turn it over. Columbia will come up the court. Columbia College, over 3 minutes into the game, still looking for their first point here this evening. Columbia will lob it, still to the backcourt, trying to get it up the floor. Now just across the timeline, driving down into the lane, the dish over into the left corner. Porter for three. It's an air ball short. Rebound is going to be rescued off the floor by Horstman. Columbia College, that's going to be stolen. Here comes Reigns down the court, one-on-one, in, up, can't get it to drop. Reigns tries to steal it back, knocks it free in the backcourt. Columbia's going to recover it. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. 6-0, Benedictine. Lady Raven defense has been sparkling. Abby Bacchus with it. She'll have it at the one. The other eight players are all in the paint right now. The drive to the right side, the drop of the shoulder, and the rotating shot is going to be up and in. And Mallory Shetley will have the first points of the game for Columbia. 6-2, Benedictine. 5:55 to go in the first. The pass from Brzezowski into the middle for Samarin is going to be slapped out of bounds. Alley with a bit of a high-risk pass in there. A lot of traffic and the ball knocked away. A couple of more players coming in for Columbia. They're going to bring in Peyton Crow, a 5'9 sophomore from Illinois. And out of Bourbon, Missouri is Claire Shelley, another 6-foot senior. Benedictine will go to the bench, and they will run into the ball game. Heather Runabom, the senior from Atchison. And also coming in for BC is going to be Twyla Cares Keo, 5'11 junior from Verona, Missouri. Here's Runabom over to the right side, feeds in the middle. Samarin picks it up, puts it up with two hands and missed it. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Columbia. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. 6-2, BC in front. Lady Raven's got three quick buckets and haven't had anything next. And now the ball stolen again by Natalie Samarin. She's having a great first quarter defensively. Here's a three. Kramer got it. Allie Kramer from downtown. She's got five. Benedictine extends its lead to 9-2 with five to go in the first quarter. Women's college basketball this evening here on Care Radio. Pass comes out on top. Here's a left-handed three. No. Offensive rebound and a foul on Twilight. So Twyla will have her first personal foul. That is the first foul in the ballgame by either team, coming here with 14:40 to play in the first quarter. The feed comes into the middle. It's batted away. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Allie Kramer. She'll drive down the right. Dish it over. Skyler's left-handed shot. No. Twyla with the offensive board. Two head fakes later. Can't get a shot away. Now she's in trouble. Has the ball just taken away from her. She will lose it out of bounds. Ravens needed to get that ball back out on top and couldn't do it. The Columbia defense had collapsed down at the baseline. 15 on the shot clock for Benedictine as they put the ball in play in the corner. Comes out on top, Runabom. 9-2 BC. Shot clock at single digits. Kramer spins in, gets pushed to the floor. She's going up with a shot. The shot does not go in, but Allie Kramer will be coming to the free throw line for BC. End of the game for Columbia College. Mackenzie Dubbert returns. Benedictine is going to bring Allie Brzezowski back in for Natalie Samarin. And we are going to see, end of the game for the first time tonight, Kennedy Nicholson First free throw is up and good. So Allie Kramer with a half a dozen points now is going to be coming out of the game if she hits this free throw. It is up. She will get them both, and she will check out. Coming in for Benedictine is going to be Kennedy Nicholson out of Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. She is a 5'6" freshman. 4:20 to go. First quarter. Benedictine now leading it 11-2. Way out top side with the basketball. It's going to be Abby Bacchus. She'll start to the baseline, bring it back off on top, keeps the dribble alive still. Now pulls it up, kicks it over to the right side of the free throw line. The drive to the baseline, the shot is up, and it won't go in. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Brzezowski. Here comes Benedictine. Up the floor with it is Nicholson. Kennedy down the left side, dumps it over to Ronnebaum. She'll go to the right. Now into Twyla, who travels with the basketball. 3:48 to go, opening quarter. Benedictine within 11-2 lead. Columbia brings it in, and Bacchus comes up. Outlet pass to go into the forecourt. Now they'll dish it over to the right. Thinking about the three-point shot, can't. BC's defense getting down the floor in a hurry. Back to the left wing they go. They push the players out to the outside, crossing from the corner of the free throw line, down to the block. Now the ball's going to be stolen. Here goes Skyler. She's being chased from behind, puts the shot up and missed it. Rebound Twyla, shot up and missed it. Rebound Columbia College. Benedictine missing the bunnies here in the opening quarter. 3:15 to go in the first. 11-2. Shot from the outside is up. It's no good. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to go out of bounds. Raven basketball. Nice hustle by Allie Brzezowski. BC is going to go to the bench, and checking back in will come Aaliyah Raines. So you've got Raines and Runabom, Brzezowski. The ball being put in play by Karis Keo and brought up the floor by Nicholson. We're inside 3 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens spreading the floor a little bit, stretching it out. Now go back door. Brzezowski shot up and missed. Another less than 6-foot shot missed by Benedictine. And back the other way, Columbia. The feed into the lane. Back it in. Nothing there. The dish to the left. The shot among three defenders. No good. Rebound, Ronnebaum. Here comes Heather, little right hand dribble in front of the scorer's table, down the right side, dumps it out on top the range. She'll whirl around to the left side of the lane, is tripped, no foul, dumps it over in the corner. 18 on the shot clock, plenty of time. Out on top, it'll go to Nicholson, back over to the right. Now the feed to Brzezowski, she's off the block, throws it out on top, and is it going to be saved? Oh, just in the nick of time. Shot clock's at 6, saved by Nicholson. Shot clock's at 4. Nicholson has it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds, and Benedictine will have 1 second to get the shot away. On this possession, the Lady Ravens have done a lot of moving the ball, but not a lot of looking for the shot. And now they will have 1 second on this inbound play to get it off. Raines will be doing the inbound. Looking, gets it to Twyla. She will stop, puts it up. It's off the window, no good. Rebound tipped out. Brzezowski follows up and missed it. Rebound pulled up and in by Raines. We have no live stats, but I'm going to tell you Benedictine's shooting percentage is under 25%. Minute 55 to go in the first quarter. Ravens come down the court, collapse on the ball handler, and we'll see against whom the foul is called. It'll be the first of the game by Kennedy Nicholson. Two fouls by BC, one for Columbia. And we're down to a minute 50 to play in the first. Lady Ravens with a double-digit lead now, leading at 13-2. Columbia on the right side. Looks in, nothing. Comes back out on top to Shetley. She'll put it up and in for 3. Mallory Shetley has all of her team's points. Ravens leading at 13-5. Inside a minute and a half to go in the quarter now. Ronnebaum with it on the right side. Out on top the Raines. Bounce pass over to Twyla. Back out on top. Raines changes direction. Has the ball knocked out of her hands. Feeds Twyla. Up from 12. Gets it. Twyla will knock it in and get her first points of the game. It's 15-5 BC. At a minute 5 to go. Now the ball's going to be stolen by Raines. Outlet left side. Here comes Nicholson. It's up and in. 17-5 BC. 50 seconds left in the first. Bacchus with the ball, slapped out of her hands, is going to lose it out of bounds. Great defense by Runabom over there. She had the pressure on, and Benedictine is going to bring Madeline Melton into the game. So Melton is in for Karis Keough. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Melton out on top to Nicholson. A pair of freshmen in there now for Coach Folsom. And she'll travel with it. Madeline Melton took the ball up high, about a step above the top of the key, shifted the pivot foot, and back it will go to Columbia. Better to have it happen when you're leading by a dozen. And that's where the Lady Ravens are right now with 35 seconds left in the first. Cougars with it on the right side, feet to the baseline, now into the lane. There's a block and a foul on Brzozowski. Allie with her first foul. And Benedictine will bring Allie Kramer back in. Brunabom goes out. Samarin also back into the game. And she'll take out Brzozowski. The ball being put in play at their baseline. Inbound 15-footer. It's up and good for Horstman. 17-7 BC. Shot clock is off. Kramer comes out on top of it. Nicholson to Raines. Raven's running a little motion out. Back to Kramer. Top side it goes. Melton. Now the feet in the middle. Samarin turns, falling away. Shot way short. Rebounding it back down. The shot at the buzzer. Are they going to get it off? They do not. And we are through an opening quarter. Timeout on the floor. We're in Ashes of Kansas after the first. It's a Benedictine Lady Ravens 17, Columbia College 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Okay. We'll find it. No sweat. Thank you. Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. We're set to go to the second quarter of the women's game. 17-7. Benedictine in front. Looking for the final here it was, but I don't see it. There we go. I'll make a note of that. 7-5-6-7. Get set to go to the second quarter here of the ladies' game. And for Benedictine, I tell you what, it was a nice enough first half. We'll check those home stats. BC is being led in scoring, as we talked about a little bit ago, by Allie Kramer. She's 2 out of 3 from the floor. And Benedictine hitting 7 of 21 shots at 33%. Raven's going to bring it in. Kramer in and up and two. Allie Kramer's 9th point to the game, and it's 19-7. Benedictine just underway in the second quarter. Cougars with the basketball. The pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. Kennedy Nicholson with the steal. Outlets it to Aaliyah. Range in, up, no. Rebound, saved underneath. Samarin for two. Natalie's first point of the game. We're talking about the shots in the middle not falling. She was 0 for 3 in the opening quarter. Now 1 for 4. 9:20 to go in the half. 21-7, Benedictine. Columbia with Bacchus handling the ball. Goes left. There was a near travel and driving in against two defenders and going to have a block called. Is it going to be on maybe Reigns? It is. Lee Raines will have her first foul of the ball game. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter by Benedictman, and coming to the line for Columbia College is going to be Mackenzie Dubert. Mackenzie coming up for a couple of shots here, just over 9 minutes to play in the first half. Eyes it, and the first one rims out, no good. So Benedictine is up to 37% from the floor. Second shot is good. For Columbia, they hit 25% of their shots in the opening quarter. 3 of 12 shooting and 1 of 5, 20% from the outside. Ravens leading it here 21-8. Here's a running shot from the left side. Left-handed shot will not go for Raines. Rebounding it down is going to be Benedictine. Melton comes down with the basketball, and the Lady Ravens are going to reset. Out on top with it, Kramer, the feet underneath. Melton tries a little reverse layup, not close, and the rebound on the floor. And is that going to be a foul on Natalie? It is. So Natalie Samir will pick up her first foul of the game. Team foul two in the second quarter. And Skylar Washington coming back in. We have not seen Skylar in quite a while now. So Skylar is going to check in the opening quarter. She was 0 for 2 shooting in 7 minutes of playing time. 8.5 to go in the half. Columbia College with the basketball. Dubert with it. Quickly into the forecourt. Dishes down the right side. Bacchus in the corner. Dribbles out to the wing. Lobs it over down to the baseline left. Trying to go inside. The Raven defense has been very, very good. Here's Amber Wright with the ball. Out on top to Dubert. Shot clock at 9. Dubert looking into the eyes of Raines. Dishes back over to the left side. The drive to the baseline. The jump shot is up and well off the mark. And the rebound pulled down by Raines. Here comes Benedictine. Kramer into the front court as the ladies will fast break it. 8 to go in the half. BC with the basketball leading it 21-8. Down to the baseline left. Now Kramer's going to lose it. And Benedictine with another turnover. Driving. The runner missing. Rebound Benedictine. These two teams are struggling to put points on the board. Here's Skyler missing the driving layup. Rebounding it back down is going to be Columbia College. 7:40 to go in the opening half. And again, neither of these teams is exactly having a hot shooting night. Here's a baseline three. Nope. Rebound off the floor. Offensive board followed up. Nope. Offensive board. And we're going to get a blocking foul. Is that going to be on Kramer? From a prone position lying on the floor, they're going to call a foul on Allie Kramer. It is her first and Benedictine's third foul here in the second quarter. Heather Runnabomb coming back into the game for Benedictine. So you got Samarin and Washington. Runnabomb is out there. Brzezowski and Kramer. Here's a shot from the left side. It is up. It is good. And Mallory Shetley has 7 of her team's 10 points. Seven minutes to play in the half. Kramer has the ball knocked out of her hand. She's able to recover it. Kicks it over the left side to Skyler. Now the beautiful entry pass. Shot is up and good. Run up on the assist. Brzezowski the bucket. She's got a half a dozen. 23-10. And that gives Benedictine its largest lead of the game. Baseline shot up, no. Followed up, yes. Claire Shetley gets 2 shots. Claire and Mallory, I'm guessing, are sisters. They're both 6 foot tall. They're both from the same hometown. I'm going with that. 6.5 to go in the half. The lob underneath Samarin, way too far underneath the goal. He's got to dribble a couple of times. Back it out. Off the window, good. Natalie with 4 in this quarter. 25-12. Again, Benedictine by 13. And the BC defensive pressure is causing Columbia College all kinds of difficulties. They're having a hard time getting the ball up the floor. Again, Benedictine to the home. Whites with red and black for Columbia. It is a navy blue and white. Here's a shot blocked by Samarin. Rebound. Runabomb. Heather coming up the floor. Gets tripped, slips, didn't get called for the travel. That's a good break. Gets it to Samarin. She'll dump it left side. Brzezowski's 3 is well short. And the rebound is taken off the floor by Columbia. That's going to be Bria Jones in the game for the first time for Columbia. She's a 5'7 senior from Sullivan, Missouri. On the right side, dropping a shoulder, and we're going to have a foul called on Samarin. And Natalie was backing up and moving away from the play. And so that's going to be the foul that gets called most of the time. Natalie with two fouls now, and she's right back out of the lineup. Into the game for Benedict and Twyla Carrasquillo. Left side of the lane is Renabom and Carrasquillo. Right side of the lane is going to be Kramer and Brzezowski. At midcourt, Skyler. Free throw, short. One more shot coming up here for Mallory Shetley. It is good. Rattles home. 25-13. Let me get that on the right side. 25-13. 5.5 to go. First half. Lady Ravens are going to stretch it back out a little bit. Now, a long three is cut loose and won't go for Kramer. The rebound underneath. It's going to be Shetley. Mallory kicks it out on top. Point guard Abby Bacchus brings it down. Work in front of the Lady Raven bench now. Dishes it to the left side. Here's a long three. Well off the mark. And the rebounder is over the back call. Claire Shetley was clearly up and over the back as she was hoping to get that offensive rebound. Instead, we'll have her first foul. And the first foul of the second quarter by Columbia College. Halfway through the second quarter. 25-13. Benedictine's Lady Ravens in front. Twyla goes right side. Now backing in. Brzezowski scores it. Allie Brzezowski has 8. 27-13. And now a 14-point Lady Raven advantage. The three is up from the outside. No. Offensive board followed. Yes. That was a great hustling move by Mackenzie Dubbert to knock that down, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor. Taking a break, Joseph. Goodness, we've earned one. It's down to 4.5 to go in a half. Benedictine 27, Lady Cougars 15.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
It is great to have you along with us here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison. 4.5 to go in the first half of this women's college basketball game, and Benedictine has never trailed. They have led by as many as 14, leading right now by a dozen. BC will put the ball in play, and Allie Brzezowski will have it at the forecourt, setting at the free throw line, gets doubled up defensively, brings it back out on top. Heather Runabom, now to Skyler. She'll accelerate to the left side, gets inside her defender, and we have got a foul off the ball, an illegal pick set by Twyla. So for Twyla, it'll be foul number 2 for Benedictine, team foul 4 here in the second. 4:14 to go in the half. Columbia's going to get it in play deep in the backcourt. Bacchus trying to bring it into the forecourt, working against Allie Kramer. Allie right in her hip pocket. Bacchus alternating hands to the dribble. She's across the timeline. Inside 4 minutes to go now in the half. Shot clock already down to 12. Skip past the middle. Batted away. Twyla coming up with a steal. Brings the ball up the floor herself. It's a 3-on-3 break. Twyla to the left side. Skyler for 3. Way short. Rebound tipped out. Tipped again. And rebounded back down by Benedictine. Skyler's going to bring it off on top. The dish over to the right side. Backing in. Hook shot. Twyla's blocked. Rebound pulled down by Brzezowski. She is knocked to the floor and falling down. Her shot is short. Getting a little rough out here with 3.5 to go in the half. Out on top, a really long three, well off the mark, and an offensive rebound for Columbia. 27-15. Benedictine with 3:10 to go. First half. We're going to see Madeline Melton come in at the next dead ball. Here's a little behind-the-back bounce pass. That was kind of cute. And going into the lane, a traveling violation. You don't see that behind-the-back bounce pass real often, and that was nicely executed. But our turnover nonetheless, and back up the floor with it will come BC. Inside 3 minutes to go in the half now. Melton has come into the game. Washington, Kramer, little hook shot, rolls in. Allie Brzozowski is in double-figure scoring now for Benedictine and makes it 29-15. 2.5 to go in the half. Ball topside. Columbia trying to do something against this Benedictine defense, which has just been stifling. Here's a nice running shot. It's up. Count it, plus one. The foul is going to be on Madeline Melton, who was beaten to the inside. And Mallory Shetley will have a chance at a conventional three-point play. She's one of two at the free throw line tonight. The shot, round and in. Three-point play. Makes it 29-18, Benedictine. Out on top of this, Skylar Washington. She'll cut right, goes inside, and the layup again misses for Skylar. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Columbia College, coast to coast. Now the pass over to the right side, into the lane. The shot from about 12, nope. Rebound, Melton had it, let go of it. Picked back up by Columbia, shot up, no. And a rebound, Brzozowski, and she is fouled. The foul will be credited to Mackenzie Tubbert. Only her first, second foul of the quarter by Columbia. With a minute 59 to go in the half, Benedictine will have it in play, and Cougars will meet him at midcourt with defense. 29-18 BC. Lady Ravens have led by as many as 14. Out on top, Skylar Washington. Ravens around the perimeter, slowed the offense down just a little bit. Out on top, Runnabomb. Back to the right side, Skylar. She's looking in, plays off the screen, takes it to the free throw line, goes up from 15, missed it. Rebound tipped around, Melton has it, can't get a shot away, comes out on top, run a bomb, or rather to Kramer. And in a scrum for the loose ball on the floor, we have quickly a second foul on Melton. So Madeline Melton, foul number two, and we will take the long walk to the other end of the floor. BC has put Columbia into the bonus for the minute 27 to go in the half. Skylar out of the ball game, and Aaliyah Raines comes back in for Benedictine. Brzozowski and Raines, Melton and Kramer with Runnabomb. Little left-handed free throw here. Rolls around and in. And Claire Shetley will have her third point tonight. One more shot for the senior. Way short. Rebound on the floor, rolling around, and Kramer had it, lost it. Picked back up by Columbia. They'll step inside, drop a shoulder, go in off the block. There's going to be a blocking foul underneath. That's not a very good call. With the block set up almost directly beneath the cylinder, Brzozowski will be whistled for her second foul. And more free throws for Columbia. Mackenzie Dubbert, yes. She's now 2 of 3 at the free throw line with 4 points, and the Benedictine lead is down to single digits. 29-20. And this one rolls in. 29-21. So, a little 6-0 run here by Columbia has cut the Benedictine lead to 8. Leah Raines goes underneath. Her reverse layup will not go in, but she's knocked to the floor, and we will have a foul on the Lady Cougars. The whistle is the first foul tonight for Mallory Shetley. Shetley, again, a 6-foot freshman from Bourbon, Missouri. played her high school ball at Sullivan High School. At the line, Aaliyah Raines. The first shot, no. So for Raines, 2 points in the opening quarter has been all she's notched so far tonight. 5'8 junior out of Jeff West High School will hit the second free throw. 30-21 BC. And there we are at a minute to play in the half. Game moving along at a relatively brisk pace. Not a lot of timeouts, not a lot of stops until some free throws have cropped up here very recently. Here's a baseline three, air ball. Rebounding it back down. Brzezowski, who travels with it. Oh, they're going to say a foul. I thought maybe she tried to pick that ball up and kind of roundhoused it, but they're going to call Columbia and Claire Shetley for her second foul. Skyla's going to come back into the game, and Heather will check out. Melton will be putting it in play to Kramer. Washington, Raines, and Brzezowski. Those are your BC five. 40 seconds left in the half. Kramer to Washington. Raines to Melton. Back out on top it comes. Kramer. BC has lots of time. 16 still on the shot clock. Raines out of top. Melton for a long three. That was wide to the right side by a foot or so. And now the rebound is rolling around. And now diving for the ball like a football player. And the question is Melton okay? Because she took a shoulder in the side. Melton was leaning down to pick up the ball. The defender, McKinsey Dubbert for Columbia College, went headlong for it and cut underneath her. And so as Melton was coming down, her shoulder hit her right in the side. And Joseph, we're going to take a quick moment, shall we? Taking a break at 19 seconds to go in the half. It remains Lady Ravens 30, Columbia College 21.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Hey, this is Brent from Skyway Vapes right here in Atchison. Have you tried everything to quit smoking but nothing has seemed to work? Well, why don't you try Skyway Vapes at 1344 Old Skyway Highway? We have everything that you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative. We have products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. So come in and see us. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, 12 to 7.
Back with us here at the Nolan, where a nice crowd is on hand, keeping in mind that there, I believe, no students. That's right, on the campus, as most of them have departed for a Thanksgiving holiday break. So there is that. High school teams in town here today watching the Lady Ravens. It seems like for every Benedictine women's game, they will have invited a high school or two as a team who come to take in the game. First free throw here is going to be up and good for Natalie. She's got 5 points. Second one, up and good. Natalie Samarin getting the opportunity. Coach gets to pick with the injured player unable to shoot. Who takes the free throws? And Samarin is a good free throw shooter, hits them both. It's 32-21 Benedictine. We're down to 10 seconds to go in the half. Over to the right side. The shot up, missing. Rebound, Brzezowski. 4 seconds. Ravens could get one off if they hustle it up the floor. The shot is up and blocked, and it's going to be the end of the half. We got a timeout on the court. We'll be back at Sunrise, the opening half for you here in the Nolan, where it is Benedictine 32, Columbia College 21.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show. On your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7.
Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back. We're in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball this evening here on Kent Radio and at the intermission. The Benedictine Lady Ravens are in front of Columbia College out of Columbia, Missouri, 32-21. Joseph, our producer-engineer in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Couch will be here. A little recap of how the first half transpired. First of all, for Columbia, leading her team and leading all scorers right now is Mallory Shetley. She has 11. The scoring drops very quickly then to Mackenzie Dubbert with 5, Claire Shetley with 3, and 2 for Delaney Horstman. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, a half a dozen players in the scoring column, paced by Allie Brzozowski with 10. Right on her heels, it's 9 for Allie Kramer. Half a dozen in the first half for Natalie Samarin. A three-point half for Aaliyah Raines, and 2 each, Twyla Carrasquillo and Kennedy Nicholson. No one in any real foul trouble. 2 players on the Columbia team with 2 fouls each, and 4 players for Benedictine with 2 fouls each. First half shooting, well, BC had some difficulties. They ended up the half 13 of 40, 32% from the floor. That includes going 1 of 6 from the outside, 16% three-point shooting for Benedictine. For Columbia at halftime, 24% from the floor on 7 of 29 and 1 of 10 from the outside. That is an icy 10% from the outside. Not good enough. Rebounding in the first half, Columbia with 25 first-half rebounds, and Benedictine right with them with 24. If there's any other pertinent numbers that we can drag out of this, long and short of it is, Benedictine did not shoot well, neither did Columbia. I credit the Lady Raven defense, which was just stifling through the course of the first half. They did a tremendous job of not giving any good looks to Columbia, making them work very hard for anything they got. Lady Ravens come out in the second half and maybe a little bit hotter. Could be a very exciting second half for BC. By the way, in the men's game, and I promised you that I would keep you abreast, final score in that one was John Brown 75, Benedictine 67 in the men's game. So the guys will be on their way home from Arkansas. Yeah, they're on the bus right now. Stay with us. Second half of tonight's women's game here on Kent Radio coming your way live, but with the intermission score, Benedictine 32, Columbia College 21. We're going to return you to the Kent Radio Sports Studio where Joseph just waiting to share with you a great halftime.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we've got Benedictine women's basketball. We'll be returning to the game in just a couple of minutes. Coming up, we've got a little bit of a break for the Hot Country sports team. We will not be broadcasting a game this Friday, and Sports Look does wish you a happy Thanksgiving. We will not be having Sports Look this week as well.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taking a look at the Care Country Sports Calendar, we've got games starting on December 1st. We've got Benedictine on the road at Missouri Valley. The women's game has got a 5:30 tip. The men's game has got a 7:30 tip. Thursday brings us to Atchison High at Heritage Christian. Game has got a 6 p.m. start for the girls. The boys will take to the court right around 8 p.m. Friday, we've got ACCHS at Marhill Mount Academy with the girls tipping at 6, the boys tipping at 8. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference basketball to see how the games are going tonight.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletics Conference women's basketball for this evening. We've got a final in the Culver-Stockton-LSU-Alexandria game. It's Culver-Stockton 78 over LSU 66. In the Clark-Peru State game that is beginning the third, we've got Clark on top at 42 points to Peru State's 28. Mount Mercy is leading Baker at the start of the third with 27 to Baker's 20. Central Methodist is in the first. It's Haskell leading Central Methodist, Haskell Women 14, Central Methodist 9. And in the second, with 9:17 remaining, we've got Hannibal LaGrange leading Park 11-8. Taking a look at men's basketball scores for this evening, we have the final in the Benedictine John Brown. It was John Brown 75, Benedictine 67, reported final. We've got the start of the second where William Woods is leading Graceland with William Woods at 35, Graceland 22. And in the Culver-Stockton University of Health and Science and Pharmacy, we at the beginning of the first, or middle of the first, I'm sorry, about 7 minutes remaining, we've got Culver-Stockton at 22, University of Health and Sciences Pharmacy 21. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the Weather Eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511. For more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 49 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 63 tomorrow, cloudy skies, cloudy again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 29. Cooler Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 30s to the upper 50s. Once again, 49 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 58 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 55 out there. The wind is out of the southwest at 13 miles per hour. The relative humidity, 41%. The dew point, 34 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure is on the decline at 29.81 inches of mercury. Holton checking in at 60 degrees. Effingham, 58, with Troy at 56. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a few minutes.
Did you know you have 7 ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, we welcome you back again to the Noland. Both teams have come out of the locker room and out of the court doing a little pre-second half warm-up as the Benedictine women enjoy an intermission lead 32-21 over the visitors from Columbia College. Welcome back, Joseph, our producer and engineer. He's the guy who did such a good job taking care of you at halftime. Joseph, we appreciate that. As always, thank you. Tom Couts with you here as the teams have now left the court, huddling up around their respective coaching staffs, and we're about ready to go with the second half of this one here this evening. We mentioned neither team doing a very good job shooting the ball in the first half. In fact, each team hit 1 3-point shot in the first half. Benedictine, 1 of 6, and Columbia College, 1 of 10 from the outside. You can't imagine that that's going to continue. The question will become, of course, which team heats up shooting the ball in the second half. A glance out of the court would reveal that our original starting fives are going to be out there. It'll be Bacchus, Shetley, Dubbert, Wright, and Horstman for Columbia. For Benedictine, it'll be Holly Kramer and Leah Raines, and Natalie Samarin, Skylar Washington, and Allie Brzezowski. Lady Ravens are going to have it in to begin the second half, and we are underway. BC going from right to left here in this half. Here's a lob in the middle. It's going to be a little bit short, stolen away. Trying to get it into Samarin, but the defender in front of her, Amber Wright, able to get a hand in the air, bat it free. Here's a quick three, launched, missed. Rebounding it back down to Marin. And still, Columbia having trouble shooting the ball from the outside. Now the ball is going to be knocked away from Kramer, and the foul did not get called by the official who was 6 feet from it, but in fact, by the official who was 26 feet from it. And it is going to be the third foul of the ball game by Mackenzie Dubbert, and immediately she will exit the floor less than a half a minute into the third quarter. Here's a shot from the left side, up by Skyler. Nope. Rebound. Brzezowski had it and throws it in, and it's going to be saved somehow by Natalie. What a great job. I have a feel that Natalie's just had a really strong game. Here's the middle to Brzezowski. Changes hands, puts the shot up, missed it from in the middle. And again, teams continuing to miss shots inside 5, 6, 7 feet. 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Columbia with the basketball. Neither team has been able to put anything on the board in the first minute of the second half. Spinning, changing hands. The shot is up, missing, and a battle for the rebound. And we're going to have a foul on Kramer. Is that going to be Raines? Okay, it's going to be on Raines, so Leah Raines will have her second foul of the game for Benedictine. It'll be team foul one of the third. Inbound is batted free and stolen by Skyler. Here comes Benedictine. The outlet. Raines, head fake, shoot, scores. Leah Raines has 5 points, three rebounds in the first half. For Aaliyah, here's a three. Columbia misses that one. Now 1 of 12 from the outside. And here comes BC. 8.5 to go in the third. Brzezowski passing up a three. Tough feet in the middle is to Natalie. She'll turn, shoot too hard. No trajectory on the ball. And it bounces out across the front of the rim, driving into the lane. A crash, and that is offensive foul. Great job by Raines to get down the floor. She knew she was going to take a little punishment there. Stood in and drew the charge. It will be Benedictine basketball. First foul of the game by Amber Wright for Columbia. Benedictine down to the right side. Driving in, Kramer twisting, now falling away. Shot up short. Rebounding it back down, Columbia. 7:50 to go in the third. Claire Shetley. The ball knocked out of her hands and we lost out of bounds. A headlong effort by Kramer to save the ball, but could not get there quickly enough. It'll go out of bounds, and back it will come to Columbia. Back into the game for the Lady Cougars is going to be Mackenzie Dubbert. Into the game for Benedictine as Brzezowski comes out. We are going to see the return of Twyla Carrasquillo. 7:45 to go in the third quarter. The lob into the lane. Back and in. Twisting, turning, shooting, missing. Rebound. Pulled down by Aaliyah Raines. She races up the floor. Brings it all the way down the court herself. Crosses underneath the rim. Feeds into the lane. Twyla not ready for it. Puts the shot up and missed it. Rebounding it back down. Columbia. These two teams' shooting percentage continues to plummet. Benedictine is at 31%. 14% from outside, and that's better than Columbia shooting. 34-21 Benedictine. Little shot up. Blocked by Samarin. Here comes Benedictine. Allie Kramer into the forecourt. Accelerates into the lane. Puts a runner up. Missed it, but will draw the foul. 7:04 to go during the third. Heather Runnebaum is coming into the game for Benedictin, and Kennedy Nicholson will be checking in for Kramer, who's at the free throw line. So Benedictin, 30 from the floor and 14 from the three-point range. Columbia is 20.6 from the floor and 8% from three-point range. The free throw here is good. Allie Kramer brings in the double digits with that shot. Second free throw. It is also good. Lady Ravens go up 36-21. We are 3 minutes into the second half, and Columbia College still has not scored since halftime. Ravens are going to go to some pressure on the inbound. Lob is going to go to the right side, all the way to the block. Shot up, missing. Rebound. Twyla, and here comes Benedictin. Up the floor, Kennedy Nicholson. Dumps it over to the left side where Washington will dribble to the top of the key. Kicks it over to Runnebaum. Feeds to the right block. Shot up off the window. Twyla knocks it in. How about that? Twyla has four. It is a 38-21 Benedictin lead, and the Lady Ravens have assumed their largest advantage of the game. Here's a pass and an undefended backdoor, and they can't hit that one. No one there, and they can't get it to fall at Columbia. Just finding a lid on the basket tonight. Runnebaum for three. Off the rim, won't go. Rebound, Twyla. And she was fouled on the floor by Abby Bacchus. Foul number two for Abby. And that is the fourth foul of the third quarter by Columbia. This quarter is going to go slowly because Benedictine is going to be shooting a lot of free throws, starting with the next foul. BC looking to bring it in, looking to bring it in, and now we're going to have a foul as you look up and I see Heather laying on the floor out there. She was mowed over by Mallory Shetley, and it will be Heather Runnebaum coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. At the free throw line this season, Heather is 8 of 9, a cool 89%. Perfect with that one. Heather hits the first of the two. This one rims in and out, won't drop. And a rebound fought for, and is that a travel? A jump ball. Possession arrow, Columbia. We've got 6 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Columbia still has not scored in the second half. Up court pass, still short of midcourt. Now down the right side. Little head fake, the ball batted away, loose in the court, picked back up. Change of directions left side, hook pass on the edge, a travel, no whistle, the driving shot, there it is! How about that? Delaney Horstman has her fourth point. Columbia taking a timeout, and so shall we. 5:51 to go, we're in the third quarter, where it is Benedictin 39, Columbia College 23.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball with 5:51 to go in the third quarter. And the Benedictine Ravens out in front 39-23 over Columbia. The timeout taken by the Lady Cougars, and Benedictine will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. Twyla kicks it in, and Kennedy Nicholson brings it up. Columbia College has dropped back, and they will meet Benedictine at the top of the key with the defense. Nicholson with it. To Runnebaum, top of the key. Ravens work around the outside above the three-point circle. Now Skyler will drive into the lane, and as she starts up with the shot, Mallory Shetley reaches in, commits a foul. It is her third, and Benedictine coming to the free throw line again. This time it will be Skyler Washington. And for Skyler, a chance at her first point tonight. Skyler's 0 for 8 from the floor so far this evening. It'll be her first free throw. It's in. She has broken the ice with that shot. Benedictine goes up now 40-23. Washington's second one. Yes. 41-23, Benedictine. Now BC is going to apply some full court pressure on the inbound play. Columbia is going to break it across the timeline. No issue. Bria Jones takes that up court pass. Jones, a senior from Sullivan, Missouri. Pass comes off top side. Bacchus. Bacchus slides to the right side. Now drives into the lane. Goes in. And the Ravens reach in. Tie up the basketball. That was a nice bit of defense by Kennedy Nicholson. Two players about the same size, about the same height. Nicholson just reached in, got hands on the ball, and held it. Alternate position. It'll be Lady Ravens basketball. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And again, Kennedy Nicholson out of Eisenhower High School brings it up, stops on the left side of the free throw line. Here's Runabom with it on the right elbow, kicks it off on top. Washington again to Runabom. BC looking to be patient, looking for a good shot here. 10 on the shot clock. Skyler into the lane, has a good shot, and puts it up at the bottom of the rim. Can't get it to fall. So Skyler's now 0 for 9 from the floor tonight. 4.5 to go in the third. 3-point shot. Nope. Rebound. BC had it, lost it. Comes on top. Another three launch. Looks good. Is good. There is your second 3-point shot of the game for Columbia. And Benedictine coming up the floor. Now they're going to turn it over. Outlet pass right side. Driving into the lane. Brzezowski kind of runs over Mackenzie Dubbert. Out of Brzezowski, foul number 3. 4:10 to go in the third quarter, and Benedictine will make a trio of substitutions as Runabom and Washington and Brzezowski check out. Reigns, Kramer, and Samarin come in. At the free throw line for Columbia, it's going to be Mackenzie Dubbert. She is 3 of 4 at the line tonight. Has 5 points, all of them in the second quarter. This shot is up and perfect. She missed her first free throw of the evening and since then has hit 4 consecutive. 41-26. Second one, airborne and rolling and in. 41-27, BC. Lady Ravens are going to push the ball up to the top side now. Kramer looks in, comes up behind Nicholson, right side Reigns, underneath it goes Samarin, way below the goal, puts a shot up somehow, and they shuffled a foot, travels with the basketball, so wipes that bucket away. Benedictine is going to drop back on defense, but they're going to press all the way on the inbound, knocked away by Allie Kramer. She slapped it right out of the hands of Abby Bacchus, and we're talking 3 feet into play from deep into backcourt. About in line with the backboard when she knocked that thing out. So Columbia's going to try it again. This time they bring it in and quickly straight back it goes to Mallory Shetley. At 6 foot tall, she'll bring the ball up the floor, pull up for the three, miss it, very short, rebound Samarin, BC back on offense. Lady Ravens coming up with it, and Allie Kramer dribbling with the right hand, directing a little traffic with the left, still has it. Big wrap on that right wrist. It's been on there for a couple of weeks now. Out on top, Mallory 3, no. Rebound. Players looking for it, and it'll be taken down by Columbia. Here comes Dubbert. Drives right, dumps into the corner. The baseline 3, no good. And rebounded down by 5'6" Kennedy Nicholson. BC to the right side to Rain. Little head fake, drives into the lane, kicks it inside. One-handed shot, missed by Twyla. Wide open from 6 feet away, doesn't get it. But the ball's going to be loose, picked up, and the driving shot, good, Allie Kramer. Kramer has 13. 43-27. 2:45 to go in the third. And as The ball comes down the left side with Mallory Shetley. She is fouled by Twyla, her third foul of the game. Columbia shooting from the outside continues to tank. They are 1 of 15, 6.7% from the outside tonight. They are 9 of 41 overall for only 22%. Benedictine going to the bench and checking in for the Lady Ravens. For the first time tonight is going to be Jennifer Jacobs. She is a 6'1 freshman out of Capon. And the shot goes up for Columbia on the inbound. It is up. It is good. And we have a Cougar timeout. We're going to take a break with them. We're down now to 2:38 to go in the third. It's Benedictine 43, Columbia College 29.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
But when you're a freshman and you're just coming into the ball game, you got to kind of get yourself situated out on the floor. And going in there, Jennifer Jacobs will inbound it for Benedictine. Kicks it in to Allie Kramer, who is just immediately fouled. I cannot imagine that that is the plan here. Foul is going to be on Tristan Porter for Columbia. Tristan, a 5'6 freshman from California, Missouri. First shot by Kramer, up and in. Allie Kramer, pretty good free throw shooter. She is now 6 of 6 tonight. And it's 45-29, BC up 16. They have led by as many as 18. We're 2.5 to go in the third. Columbia, moving it over to the right side. Dishes into the corner, very deep into the corner to Porter. Comes back out between the circles of Bacchus. Feed down to the top of the key. Claire Shetley will turn and hit along two. She's got five. 45-31. And we have 2 minutes left, third quarter. Here's a three for Kramer. Can't get it. And a rebound down to Columbia. Shetley. And the ball's on the upcourt pass is going to be stolen by Kramer from 12. Yeah, Allie Kramer. 47-31. And 1:45 to go, third quarter. Benedictine beginning again to stretch out that lead up 16. Lady Ravens sustained with that player defense. They've used it exclusively tonight. Now we got a whistle off the ball. A couple of players kind of getting tangled up, and the whistle is going to be on Benedictine's freshman out of Capon, Mount Carmel. Jennifer Jacobs picking up her first foul. However, it is only team foul four for BC here in this third quarter. So Columbia will be putting it into play one more time. Minute and a half to go in the third. Cougars will bounce it in the middle. It's going to be stolen. Inbound stolen by Kramer. Allie coming down. Splits two defenders. Coast to coast. Right-handed layup is good. Allie Kramer continues to score it up. I've got her at 19 points right now. 49-31 BC. Shot goes up, misses. Rebound Samarin and BC again up the floor. A minute to go in the third quarter. Kramer changing hands with the dribble between the circles. Slowing it down, letting the offense kind of work a little bit. Gets it to Samarin at the high post, top of the key. Goes left wing above the circle yet to Washington. Out on top is going to be Reigns. Drives baseline between two and scores it. Reigns with seven. Ravens go up 20. And now a steal, Samarin. She drives it down the floor and then very wisely hands it back out on top to Allie Kramer. half a minute to go in the third quarter. Shot clock, game clock, about 10 seconds apart. Reigns will give it. Out on top, Jacobs. Top side, Kramer. Shot clock at 9. The lob underneath for Samarin. That was a high-risk pass with a low return as it's turned over. Columbia down the court. Baca dumps it left. The 3, well off the mark. And Benedict's got enough time to get a shot away. Up the floor it comes. It's on the floor, and players are on the floor. And do we have a timeout? Is that what they got done? Allie Kramer had gone headlong, slid across the floor, it looked like, with the basketball. And Benedictine, we're going to hold on to it, Joseph. So Benedictine is going to be credited with a timeout called by Coach Folsom. And BC's going to have the ball in play at midcourt with 4 seconds left in the third quarter, leading it here by 20 and a chance to work on something. This is what this is now. It's a chance to work on things. What would you do in a different game, but with this situation? 4 seconds left in the quarter. The ball is going to be coming in at midcourt, right at the scorer's table. Columbia coming in. Let's see, are they pressing on the inbound? Are they going to drop back defensively? By the way, Coach Taylor Passau for Columbia College in his fifth year, he's still trying to figure out exactly with that official what that was all about. It'll be Skylar Washington putting it in play for Benedictine. Skylar has been given the ball and will feed it into Samara, and it's going to be slapped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. No time off the clock. There should have been maybe just a tad bit, I would have thought. Official stopping play for a minute. It took 3/10 of a second off. Okay. So now right at the 28-foot mark, right in front of Coach Folsom, Skyler will bring it in. Comes out on top to Kramer. Allie turns, shoots the 3. Nails it at the buzzer! 3-pointer, Allie Kramer, and we go to the fourth quarter. Time out on the court. It's Benedictine 54, Columbia College 31.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, some people think 13 is their lucky number. For Allie Kramer, 13 points in the third quarter, so that was pretty good. She's got 13 in the third quarter, 22 in the ball game. Leads her team, leads all scorers. Benedictine with one other player in double-digit scoring, Allie Brozowski with 10. She got all of those at halftime. Columbia College continues to be led by Mallory Shetley. She has 13. We've been talking about the shooting woes for Columbia, and I just want to make sure that you realize that I'm not just maybe exaggerating here, because Columbia is now 1 of 17. They are shooting 5.9% from the outside. 11 of 45, they're shooting 24% from the floor. Benedictine, not much better. BC is 2 of 11, 18% from 3, 20 of 57, 35% from the floor. But the Lady Ravens at the free throw line have been spectacular. Kramer is 6 of 6. Samarin is 2 of 2. Washington, 2 of 2. And BC is 12 of 14 at the free throw line after three quarters. We go back to action. Columbia will be putting the ball in play. And we're underway in the fourth. Now, Natalie Samarin just reaches in, knocks the ball free, and takes it away. A 6-foot-2-inch post handling the ball like that. That was pretty outstanding. Now, the Samarin assist. And the bucket is good! Jennifer Jacobs, her first point, 56 now. 56-31, Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the game. BC up by some 25 right now. Columbia College, around the outside. Benedictine has already used a lot of players. Here's a pass to the baseline. Kick back on top. The Rainbow Three air ball. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. Here comes Benedictine. BC topside. It's going to be Skyler. Right side, Kramer. Man, if I'm in a warm-up on the end of the Benedictine bench, I'm thinking good thoughts right now. Here's a three for Skyler. No. Rebound underneath. Allie Kramer loses it. Kind of goes headlong, and it's good to see her spring right back to her feet. She's fine. Allie Brzezowski will come into the game now for Benedictine, and Natalie Samarin may be done for the evening. We'll see how it shakes out with 8:40 to go. One of 18 from the outside for Columbia now. 5.6%. The feed to the middle. Batted away for Brzezowski, and she's able to recover it. Gets it to Allie Kramer. Benedictine is back on offense. Lady Ravens up 56-31. 17-footer for Kramer. Off the rim twice. No rebound. Jump ball. The official inside blew a whistle. The official outside said jump ball, and they're going to agree with that. Possession arrow, Lady Ravens. It'll be Allie Kramer inbounding it. She'll bring it out on top. Jacobs, skip pass in the middle. Oh, that was a pretty pass. Brzezowski falling away. Hook shot missed. Rebound cleared away by Shetley. And her upcourt pass is batted by Skyler and saved by Kramer. BC's back on offense. 8 minutes to go. Here's Reigns with it. And BC running a little motion. Kind of love the motion offense. It takes a lot of time. It wears out the defense. Here's a back door. That's what it's setting up. And two more for Allie Brzezowski. She's got a dozen. 58-31, BC. 7:40 left. Columbia College. I hear something. Oh, that's their bus starting up. Look at that thing warm. 7.5 to go. Here's Dubbert, has the ball knocked away. BC, outlet, Skyler has to race down to save it. Dishes back, the shot by Reigns is good, plus one. How about that? That was a highlight reel play down the court. The bucket, plus one, and another possible double-digit game for Aaliyah Reigns. She is at 9. The foul is going to be on Amber Wright. It'll be team foul three for the Cougars. Team foul one. Benedictine has no fouls yet in the fourth quarter. The free throw good. And Aaliyah Reigns has 10. Benedictine by 30. 61-31. 7:14 to go. Amber Wright over to the left side. Here's a long three. Long rebound. Pulled down. Allie Kramer. That makes them 1 of 19. And the Ravens save it somehow at the baseline. The feed to Jacobs. Twist, turns, shoots, and scores. Jennifer Jacobs with 4. 63-31. 6:40 to play. The ball batted out of bounds down to the baseline by Jacobs. She's had a really good game having come in off the bench. A freshman from Capen. East side. Now the officials coming up and getting the play clock, the shot clock at 22. Skip pass in the middle is off the foot of a Raven. It'll be put back in play by Columbia. Now we got to fix that shot clock again. Make it a 20. Here we go. 6.5 to go in the ball game. 20 on the shot clock. Benedictine in front by some 32 now. The feed to the right side, the falling away shot will not go. Rebound, Allie Brzezowski. Allie starts to bring it up the floor herself. Now kicks it over to Allie Kramer. Kramer fakes the pass, drives inside. The defender had bitten on her fake, found herself out of position and behind, trying to reach around and commits the foul. This foul is going to be the third now on Amber Wright. BC coming into the baseline. Going to the bench and checking in is going to be the senior from Spain, Anna San Juan. And checking out of the game, Aaliyah Raines. BC brings it into Jacobs. Skip pass, Brzozowski turns left-handed, good! Brzozowski with the left hand has 14. 65-31. 6:10 to go. Around to the left side. Looking in. No room. Feet to the free throw line. Little stutter step. The shot up off the window. And it will not go in, but a Benedictine foul probably on Brzozowski. It will be the fourth, I believe, of the game for Allie Brzozowski. She has committed a foul in each quarter. Lady Ravens will reach into the bench now and bring in Eisenhower product, Kennedy Nicholson. So, Sedgwick County well represented on the floor right now for BC. First free throw will not go in for Mallory Shetley. One more shot. On its way. Perfect. 65-32. That is, with 4 minutes gone in the fourth quarter, that is the first fourth quarter point for Columbia College. We're going to get a timeout on the court. Joseph, if you would. 6 minutes left. It's all Lady Ravens. Benedictine 65, Cougars 32.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with us in the Nolan. Anna San Juan went up with a shot off the inbound play as we returned. It was rejected, and up with it will come Columbia College. A three, no! And a rebound, out of bounds. It will come back to Benedictine. We hope you're enjoying women's college basketball here tonight on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. And went into the good news for Columbia. Here's what happens. This is all mathematics. As you keep missing more shots, the percentage drops slower and slower. If you hit the first one 100%, if you miss the next one, it's 50%. Well, now they're 1 of 20, so they're down 5%. They're only losing 2 or 3 tenths of a percent with each miss now. 5:15 to go in the game. Skylar Washington out of top alley. Thought about the three. Beautiful entry pass. Jacobs with another bucket. Jennifer Jacobs has 6. 67-32 Benedictine, inside 5 minutes to play. Bacchus, top side to Mackenzie Dubbert, and a Benedictine foul, and that is going to be Jennifer Jacobs. That'll be her second foul tonight. Twyla will come in for Brzozowski. Maddie Gerritsen into the game for Benedictine. Maddie is out of OP, Kansas, the product of Blue Valley Southwest High School at 5'11" guard. Inbound three, no! And they go under 5%. 4:50 to play, 67-32. Ravens up the floor with the basketball, the dump over to the right side. San Juan has it way out by the 28-foot mark. Goes to Nicholson in the corner. Plays off the screen, Nicholson for three. Nails it, but that is going to be waved off. There is an offensive foul, and it is going to be the third foul on Jennifer Jacobs. And that takes away what was a very pretty shot from the outside by Nicholson. It remains 67-32. 4.5 minutes left. Ravens are going to drop back, pick up the defense well into the forecourt. Across the timeline, new player in for Columbia College is going to be Katie Alderman, a 5'5 freshman from Eugene, Missouri. Shot goes up, misses, rebound, Benedictine, Maddie Gerritsen coming down with the board. She hands the ball over on the right side. Maddie will cut into the lane. Her running shot, no. Rebound, Twyla. Follows up. No, but she's fouled, and she will have free throws. The whistle will be on Dubbert. It is her fourth foul. And at 4:07 to play, Benedictine will now bring into the game Raina. Raina Jasper. She is out of Garnett County, went to Anderson County High School. Free throw here for Twyla is up and in. Twyla has her fifth point tonight, then that'll make it number six. 69-32. Inside 4 minutes to play. Benedictine with a bevy of young players out of the court. I'm counting four freshmen and a junior. No, three freshmen, a senior, and a junior. Let's get that right. Foul by Benedictine. And it is going to be the fourth foul now for Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer will be out of there pretty shortly. 3:50 left. Here's a shot for two. It's up and in, and we're going to get a timeout. Count the bucket, taking a break. 3:46 to play in the game. Benedictine 69, Columbia College 34.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Well, the Benedictine Lady Ravens are well on their way. They're going to 7-1 of the season here tonight. They lead with 3:46 to play, 69-34. Over the visitors out of Columbia College in, over in Columbia, Missouri. For Benedictine, you're going to have to bear with me as I make sure I've got everybody correct out there. Twyla Carrasquillo is going to be putting it in play, and she'll kick it in to Anna San Juan. Out of the floor, then for Benedictine, it's Raina Jasper, Maddie Garrettson, and rounding it out, looks like Jennifer's still out there. Jennifer Jacobs. San Juan. Comes out on top, Jasper. A little collision as a defender jumps out to try to make a steal, and instead, Shetley will have her fourth foul of the game. Mallory Shetley, four fouls to go with her team-leading 16 points for Columbia. Ravens are going to bring it in. San Juan, little left-hand dribble, skips it over to the left side. Way up high with it is going to be Jennifer Jacobs. Bumps it over to the right. San Juan with it. Now out on top, Garrettson. Thought she would take a three, but does it. Now the ball's going to be stolen away from Twyla. Garrettson quickly down the floor on defense, picking up Tristan Porter on the transition. The pass down underneath the goal, and the layup is going to be up and good from the right side of the baseline. Count the bucket of the first points of the game for Amber Wright. She was a starter in this game. Her first points of the evening. 3 minutes to play. It is 69-36. Lady Ravens in front. Back on the right side, Raina Jasper. Out on top, Twyla. Back over to the left to Maddie. Garrettson looks in. No room. Goes on the right side. Jacobs backs away. Shot clocked at two. Shot clocked at one. Ravens, do they get it off in time? Or did we get a foul called? What happened here? I think one official called a foul with maybe like a second on the shot clock. And now the officials are going to confer determining against whom the foul is called, and it will be whistled on Delaney Horstman. It is her first foul of the game, and Benedictine at the line. A couple of shots. Jacobs, and our first one's up and in. Tell you what, total props to Jennifer Jacobs. She has come in here in the fourth quarter and made the most of her time. This free throw is good. And she will have one more, is that right? And will not hit it. So she has got, what, 8 points and four fouls in the little time she's been out there. She's getting her money's worth tonight. 2.5 minutes left in the ballgame, 71-36. Looking in, no room. Out on top, Amber Wright will bring it to Mallory. Shetley dumps it over to the left side to Katie Alderman. 8 on the shot clock for Columbia. Out on top to Tristan Porter, and the pass stolen by Karis Keough. Here comes Benedict San Juan down the floor. 2 minutes to play. Raina Jasper dishes over. The baseline jumper for Jacobs. Jennifer Jacobs has 10 points in the game. Having a great evening. 73-36 BC. Here's a three. There it is. Tristan Porter comes off the bench for Columbia. The 5'6" freshman from California, Missouri. Makes it 73-39. Minute and a half left. Pass down to the baseline. It's going to be snapped out of the hands of Gerritsen. It'll come back in to Benedict at 14 on the shot clock and a minute 25 on the game clock down here. You know what? The crowd has been nice tonight. A good number of people turned out. There's not been one person leave this gymnasium. The numbers have stayed solid. Now the official's got everybody set, and it'll come in BC with it out on top. Jasper, left side San Juan. So shake and bake, drives baseline, reverse layup, not going to go. And rebound back down. Columbia. Mallory Shetley up with it, a minute 10 to go. Here's another three launch. That one will be well to the right side, and a Raven rebound by Gerritsen. Ravens with numbers. Gerritsen dumps it over. The shot caught. Gerritsen, a skip pass across the lane, and Raina Jasper with the bucket. 75-39, Benedictine. The cross-court pass is going to be lost out of bounds. It will come back to BC. We're inside a minute to go. Taking a moment to run down the loose basketball from the cavernous recesses here of the Nolan Chip. 45 seconds to go in the game. Anna San Juan. Bounce pass over to the right side. Hits it there to Gerritsen. Feet to the right side of the lane. Jacobs underneath to Twyla. Head fake. No room. Shot clock at 11. Now the feet to the baseline. Bodies all over the floor. Did no one touch the out-of-bounds line? There we go. It will be Benedict involved down at the baseline. 8 on the shot clock. Half a minute to play. San Juan will do the inbound. She wants Twyla, gets it to her, backs into the lane, spins, twists, turns, nothing for her. 3 seconds, two, and a 3-second violation. And the shot clock is going to be off. And Columbia will have its final possession of the evening. 20 seconds to go. Katie Alderman, left side of the free throw line. Horstman. Back to the right. That three looks good. It rolls around and in. Amber Wright. 75-42. And will Benedictine take a shot? I would suspect not. They got to get it across midcourt, however. Final score here this evening. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 75. Columbia College, 42. And we'll be back to sum it up for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight the Benedictine Lady Ravens led this from coast to coast and came away with an impressive 75-42 win over Columbia College. Recapping the scoring for you for the Lady Cougars, it was a 16-point game for Mallory Shetley. She leads them every time out and did it again tonight. Mackenzie Dubbert had 7. It fell then to Amber Wright, 5 points, all of them late in the game in the fourth quarter. Delaney Horstman had 4, 3 for Peyton Crow, and 2 for Claire Shetley. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, how about this? 4 players in double-figure scoring, and what a night for Allie Kramer. 22 points, and I don't believe she played in the fourth quarter. She had 22 at the end of 3. So Allie Kramer with 22. 14 tonight for Allie Brzozowski. Leah Raines had 10, and coming off the bench, Jennifer Jacobs with 10 points for Benedictine. All of them in the fourth quarter. She was 4 of 4 from the floor tonight on her way to 10 points. It was a 6-point night for both Twyla Karaskew and Natalie Samarin. You had, what, then? 2 tonight for Skylar Washington, 2 for Kennedy Nicholson, 2 for Raina Jasper, and Heather Unabom knocking down 1. Benedictine was led in rebounding by Allie Brzozowski with a dozen. So Allie with a double-double tonight. So a big night for Allie and a big night for Benedictine. Lady Ravens now 7-1 on the season. Columbia College is 6-3. Hey, we want to thank you so much for having joined us here this evening. And until we greet you next time, wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving holiday. For our man Joseph, producing and engineering, back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, Tom Counts from the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.